Since the announcement of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump's positive COVID-19 tests, the president has since returned to his duties. Now, the First Lady has shared an update regarding her condition on the official White House website. Hear how she's doing, as well as her thoughts and fears during this time, after a short message from our sponsors.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
The President and First Lady announced their positive test results via Twitter on October 2nd. In her update released via the White House website, October 14th, Melania Trump shares her first thought went out to their 14-year-old son, Barron Trump. Barron's first test came out negative, but upon retesting, he tested positive. The First Lady shared in her letter that her symptoms were minimal. Though, she says, they hit me all at once, and it seemed to be a roller coaster of symptoms in the days after. The president received medical attention at Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington. Doctors prescribed a myriad of medicines, including a drug from Regeneron, which is speculated to be involved in developing a possible COVID-19 vaccine. The First Lady, however, opted for what she calls a more natural route. She says she chose vitamins and healthy food. We had wonderful caretakers around us, she says, and we will be forever grateful for the medical care and professional discretion we received from Dr. Sean Conley and his team. Melania said this process has given her ample time to reflect on her family, the health of the nation and its people, and what is most important to her. She said she thought about the hundreds of thousands of people across our country who have been impacted by this illness that infects people with no discrimination. She continued, "We are in unprecedented times, and with the election fast approaching, it has been easy to get caught up in so much negative energy." With a word of encouragement, Melania drew to the fact that we will find what we are seeking. If we seek to recognize goodness and compassion, she believes we will find it. She went on to say, "Our country has overcome many hardships and much adversity, and it is my hope COVID-19 will be another obstacle we will be able to tell future generations we overcame and learned from in the process." Her letter concluded, "I pray for our country, and I pray for everyone who is grappling with COVID-19 and any other illnesses or challenges." Thank you to everyone who has reached out and offered well wishes and prayers for our family. You remain in ours as well. For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com, listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.